Everything is expensive these days, you know that. The government is printing trillions of dollars in consumer prices higher than ever. If the government continues its printing and spending, the dollar could continue its free fall and lose its coveted role as the world reserve currency. Let's hope that doesn't happen. But there are a few things you can do right now. American Hartford Gold can show you how to protect your money, your retirement, your hard-earned savings against inflation by helping you diversify a portion of your portfolio into physical gold and silver. Start with a short phone call, and they can have physical gold and silver delivered right to your door or put inside your 401k or IRA. So please call or text them right now. Tell them Bill O'Reilly sent you. Call 877-444-GOLD, 877-444-GOLD, or text GOLD to 65532. Again, that's 877-444-GOLD, or text GOLD to 65532. Bill O'Reilly here. You are listening to the O'Reilly Update. Coming up next, the news with Mike Slater.
Thank you, Bill. It's Wednesday, September 20th, 2023. Here's what's happening today in America. Joe Biden at the UN. Rudy in court. Man killed at football game. And Deion Sanders bringing in the ratings. It's all coming up. Then Bill will be here with your message of the day. But first, Biden spoke at the UN General Assembly yesterday. He said the United States seeks a more secure, more prosperous, more equitable world for all people. Because we know our future is bound to yours. Let me repeat that again. We know our future is bound to yours, and no nation can meet the challenges of today alone. Doesn't seem very America first. We strongly support Ukraine and its efforts to bring about diplomatic solutions that delivers just and lasting peace. Russia alone bears responsibility for this war. Rudy Giuliani is being sued by his lawyers. They say that Rudy, America's mayor, owes nearly $1.4 million to the law firm that's been defending him during multiple criminal, civil, and congressional investigations. Keep in mind, this is one of the ways that the justice system has been weaponized. Even having people come in for questioning means they have to hire lawyers that can cost six figures for just regular people who don't have six figures laying around. How in the world can Rudy pay for this, even if he's found innocent? He's got massive RICO charges against him in Georgia with Trump and 17 other defendants. A 53-year-old man was killed after an incident, as it's being described, with a Miami Dolphins fan at Gillette Stadium. A witness said that the man who was killed, quote, basically grabbed another fan. They started tussling around for a few minutes. At one point, another fan walked over. He punched him, and the man just went out. It was pretty hard to watch. That man was a season ticket holder for 30 years and a father of two. He was at the game with three friends, and they all said they were verbally taunted by other fans during the game. His wife said it takes a lot to get him mad. He has the patience of a saint. I don't know what happened. Deion Sanders, new head coach for the University of Colorado football team, is the biggest thing in sports right now. Their latest win against Colorado State, they won in overtime. 9.3 million viewers. The second most watched late night college football game ever on ESPN. The game did not kick off till 10 p.m. Eastern. It ended at 2:30 in the morning. And a game that late was ESPN's fifth most watched regular season game ever at any time slot. 10 times the normal ratings for that one time slot. This Saturday, their next game, number 19 Colorado versus number 10 Oregon. I'm Mike Slater from the podcast Politics by Faith. The great Bill O'Reilly has your message of the day next.
This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. From the launch your online shop stage, all the way to the we just hit a million orders stage. No matter what stage you're in, Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/special offer, all lowercase. That's shopify.com/special offer.
Time now for the O'Reilly Update message of the day. On this Wednesday, based upon polling, I have come to believe that most Americans are very uneasy with the current state of affairs in this country. That is not a party analysis. It's across the board. Things are unsettled in the good old USA. We begin with the progressive movement, which wants a complete overhaul of America. They want to right historical wrongs by bestowing on minority citizens more favorable treatment than non-minorities. The progressives also want to deconstruct the justice system so many criminals are not punished. In public schools, the progressive movement wants their belief system taught and traditional lessons banished. They also want parents to accept the leftist propaganda without question. The school rules. But it is on the economic front where most Americans are feeling the most damage. Simply put, the necessities of life cost considerably more under President Biden. Take a look at your new insurance premiums. Mr. Biden, of course, is proud to be called the most progressive president in history, which he is. About 80 million voters cast ballots for him in 2020. How many of those folks regret it now? I don't know the answer to that question, but I do know we are not living in boom times. Not at all. I'm Bill O'Reilly. I approve the message by writing it. You can reach me, Bill at BillO'Reilly.com, Bill at BillO'Reilly.com, name in town if you wish to opine. Okay, let's go to the mail. Cecily Gold, Brazelton, Georgia. Hey, Bill, what's the point of the House pursuing an impeachment inquiry if nothing can come of it, if overwhelming hard evidence is presented that Biden is corrupt? The Senate and DOJ will not do anything and the corporate media won't report it. Well, the corporate media has no choice because any kind of corruption evidence will get out there through the internet. So corporate media is negated. The point is that Americans should know the true character of their president. That's the point. Mark Walling, Louisville, Kentucky, confuses me. Is Biden intentionally setting out to destroy the country? Biden thinks he's helping the country. See, you got to, Mark, put yourself in a position of the opposition. He believes, firmly believes, that he's the greatest president, that he's doing so many good things by racking up all his spending and equity and all the climate change. He's a hero in his own mind. Dennis Colbert, Sacramento, California. Even if the Bidens refuse to provide bank records, could that information be provided by the bank itself? Only if there's a criminal charge against someone, the banks have to hand it over. Okay, they'll be subpoenaed. There's no criminal charge against Joe Biden. Hunter Biden, his bank records they could get, and they will. But the DOJ hasn't even asked for them. Merrick Garland doesn't care about them. But the House, they'll get them. Jim Ledbetter, Seattle. Many, many reports on folks who have been convicted of minor crimes on January 6th, but nothing about the appeals of those convictions to a higher court. That's because there is literally 1,000, more than 1,000 prosecutions. Can't follow every case. I can. You assume somebody found guilty, their lawyers will appeal. But that process takes time. We can't track it. In a moment. Something you might not know.
At Evernorth Health Services, we believe costs shouldn't get in the way of life-changing care. And we're doing everything in our power to make it possible. Behavioral health solutions that also keep your projections at their best? It's possible. Pharmacy benefits that benefit your bottom line? It's possible. Complex specialty care that cares about your ROI? It's possible. Because we're already doing it. All while saving businesses billions. That's Wonder made possible. Learn more at evernorth.com/wonder.
Now the O'Reilly Update brings you something you might not know. 19 years ago today, CBS News apologized after pushing a false story about President George W. Bush. While anchorman Dan Rather claimed it was an honest mistake, many believe Rather was helping Democratic nominee for president John Kerry. Here is the story. The controversy began 8 weeks before the 2004 presidential election when documents surfaced related to Bush's time in the Texas National Guard. They stated George disobeyed orders, refused to undergo physical exams, and alluded to drug use. Dan Rather presented the documents on 60 Minutes. He told the public, quote, "We consulted experts who believe the material is authentic. It was not." The entire narrative fell apart. The officer allegedly claimed Bush served dishonorably, was discharged himself 18 months before the documents were even written. Under intense scrutiny, CBS issued the following statement. Based on what we know now, CBS News cannot prove that the documents are authentic, which is the only acceptable journalistic standard to justify using them in the report. We should not have used them. That was a mistake, which we deeply regret. On September 20th, 2004, Dan Rather personally apologized. Quote, "If I knew then what I know now, I would not have gone ahead with the story as it was aired, and I certainly would not have used the documents in question," unquote. Further review found CBS News likely obtained the material from the Kerry campaign. Then DNC Chair Terry McAuliffe denied the allegation. And here's something else you might not know. Dan Rather's report did damage George W. Bush in the polls, but he won anyway. He defeated John Kerry in one of the closest contests in history, 286 electoral votes for the Republican, 251 for the Democrats. By the way, Dan Rather's career was finished. Back after this.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Thank you for listening to the O'Reilly Update. I am Bill O'Reilly. No spin, just facts, and always looking out for you.
Okay, round two. Name something that's not boring.
A laundry? Ooh, a book club. Computer solitaire, huh?
Ah. Oh. Sorry, we were looking for Chumba Casino. That's right. Chumbacasino.com has over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.